From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The Senate Judiciary Committee's confirmation hearing for Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor is set to resume at this hour on Capitol Hill. In opening statements this morning, lawmakers staked out their positions, with Republicans focusing on Sotomayor's speeches and Democrats emphasizing her life story and judicial record. NPR's Ari Shapiro has more.
Republicans framed this debate as a referendum on the proper role of a judge. Charles Grassley of Iowa worried that Sotomayor relies too heavily on personal considerations.
For example, in one speech, you doubted that a judge could ever be truly impartial. In another speech, you argued that it is a disservice both to law and society for judges to disregard personal views shaped by one's, quote, unquote, differences as a woman or man of color.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Patrick Leahy said such concerns create a caricature of the nominee. He said Sotomayor has been a judge for all Americans and will be a justice for all Americans. Questioning is scheduled to begin tomorrow morning. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
Former CIA Director Michael Hayden says he was never restrained from briefing Congress about a secret counterterrorism program during the Bush administration. The program was not disclosed to lawmakers until last month. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly has the story.
The covert program stems from a 2001 presidential authorization to kill or capture members of al-Qaeda. Details of the program remain murky, and the Senate and House Intelligence Committees learned of it just weeks ago. Lawmakers say they were told that CIA officials withheld the information because former Vice President Dick Cheney ordered them to do so. But General Mike Hayden tells NPR that in his case, that's not what happened. Hayden ran the CIA from 2006 until this January. Hayden says with regards to this particular program, he was under no constraints from the former vice president, and he adds, quote, "I never felt I had any impediment in briefing Congress." CIA officials say the program wasn't disclosed because it never came close to fruition. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama has nominated Dr. Regina Benjamin, a family physician from the Gulf Coast of Alabama, to be the next U.S. Surgeon General. Benjamin says she's humbled to be chosen for the post.
This is a physician's dream. But for me, it's more than just a job. Public health issues are very personal to me.
Benjamin became widely known for her efforts to rebuild her rural health clinic after it was destroyed by Hurricane Katrina and then by a fire. She makes house calls and prides herself on not turning away patients who cannot afford to pay for care. She was the first African-American woman and the youngest doctor to be elected to the board of the American Medical Association. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Industrials are up 138 points. The Nasdaq Composite has gained 26. This is NPR News. NASA is fueling the space shuttle Endeavour in hopes that the weather at the Kennedy Space Center will cooperate in time for tonight's scheduled launch. Last night's launch attempt was scrubbed just minutes before liftoff because of thunderstorms. Forecasters say there's only a 40% chance that conditions this evening will be favorable. More gunshots could be heard in the capital of Somalia today, the day after fierce fighting that left dozens of people dead there. Another Somali-American man from Minneapolis has been reported killed in Somalia. He's one of more than a dozen missing Somali-Americans who are thought by relatives to have gone back to Somalia to fight in the conflict there. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
Jamal Bana had been studying engineering at a local university when he mysteriously disappeared last November. His family found out over the weekend that he'd been killed in Somalia. He is one of more than two dozen young Somali Americans who have left the U.S. in recent months, only to show up in Somalia amid the ranks of a militia group called Al-Shabaab. Al-Shabaab is on the U.S. government's list of terrorist organizations and is thought to have ties to Al-Qaeda. The FBI is concerned that the young men will train with Al-Shabaab and come back to the U.S. and perhaps launch an attack here. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
The President's Council of Economic Advisers has released a report on the nation's employment picture over the next few years. The report predicts jobs related to health care and the environment are likely to grow more rapidly than the rest of the economy. The advisers also forecast a rebound in hiring in construction and in some manufacturing sectors as the effects of the administration's stimulus package are fully felt. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.